You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
It's Wednesday afternoon, and the most interesting thing in tech is fight broken out between Facebook and Apple. I'm not sure if it's really a fight as much as it is Apple kind of smacking Facebook around. So here's what happened. Facebook created an app called Research, and it would pay people $25 a month to download it. What it would do, it would then suck everything off your phone and feed it to Facebook. It's extremely valuable, right? For a company like Facebook that wants to know exactly what kids are doing with their phones, what apps they're using, what messages they're sending, it's really valuable. Something like this that showed Facebook early on how well WhatsApp was growing persuaded Zuckerberg to buy WhatsApp. So really valuable data for Facebook. And also, they were paying people for it, which I guess makes it okay. If people know that they're giving up all of their privacy for money, it's better than them just giving up all of their privacy. There are some problems, of course. It seems like there might have been some deception in the way it was marketed to teens. There might have been some confusion about what it was really doing. It might have been a little bit skeezy. But in any case, the most interesting thing isn't that Facebook was running this, which is problematic. It is how Apple has responded. So Facebook was running it on the sly. Apple banned that sort of data collection through third-party apps like 6 months ago. But Facebook kept this running, and they kept it running through kind of a side exemption that they'd gotten. So Facebook had what's called a developer exemption within the App Store. And it meant that they could distribute apps to their own employees for testing without having to go through Apple's onerous review process. That's a really useful thing. It allows developed dev teams to work much faster. It's a really good thing to have. But Facebook was using that exception, which allowed them only to test stuff with their own employees, to take this app and send it out to consumers, which is a clear violation of the rules that Apple had set. And that's really skeezy. So Apple has now taken away that exception. But that means that Facebook can't test apps with its employees, which is really bad for Facebook. It makes it much harder to build, test, develop things. It's a mess. It's also part of the kind of the larger fight between Apple and Facebook. Tim Cook has been battering Facebook for months. It used to be that all the tech companies kind of got along. They're like a cartel. They didn't criticize each other. That has changed in the past year, and the clearest example of how it's changed is with the criticism that Tim Cook has leveled at Facebook over privacy. So this is a continuation of that fight, but in this case, it seems pretty clear that Facebook was in the wrong. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. We'll see what happens tomorrow.